welcome to another edition of the Crippled Crisp Review. As always, I am Captain Kane, or Marijn.
Sam, or Brace Boy, and this is episode 46. This is the, again, holiday special. We do, like, holiday specials, like, every 2 months now or something.
Yeah, we go on holidays a lot.
Right? Yeah, we're disabled. We don't have anything else to do.
No.
In the last episode, it sounded as if you were on holiday because your voice was very far away.
I took an advantage on my holiday.
Yeah. You were shouting from where was it? Shouting. You were barely.
Well, I was already. Well, I guess somewhere around Paris. So I'm still happy. The sound came out quite okay.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Still sounded very far away.
We came out on Wednesday, and then you were already in Malaga, I think. But you flew over Paris, but you went to Malaga.
I went to Malaga.
And it was you're gonna tell us all about it later in the podcast.
Yes. Don't
but
spoil
from me. Your holiday, you brought something special with you.
I did.
It's handmade. We know we normally say that we don't want to do handmade crisps. But we have made an exception because we don't want to offend the whole Spanish people.
These crisps are, well, awesome.
Yeah.
They are the patatas artesanas from Paco José.
Who doesn't know him?
He is a household name in Malaga.
In Malaga. And Malaga has...
Everyone knows Paco José.
And Malaga has like 15 inhabitants. Half a million German tourists. That's that.
No, English tourists.
Oh, excuse me.
They take refuge now. Brexit is coming, or not?
Nobody knows if Brexit is still coming.
But in short, I bought patatas artesanas from Paco José, and we are going to try them out. They don't have any fancy particular flavor, they are just natural crisps.
Yeah.
Original crisps.
Original crisps with a little bit of salt. Now we're gonna find out if they have a little bit. It's a see-through plastic bag.
Yes.
It looks nice.
It's not really factory sealed. We'll usually go for factory sealed
but you bought them in a store that has a household name and they have a website. So if we get sick from this or die
we can sue the hell out of them.
We're gonna fuck them up.
Yeah.
Like this Dutch company is doing with... did you hear the story about Messi and that he's getting sued by this... Okay, this is not interesting for... Maybe we discuss this later.
First crisps. So, they look see-through bag with a sort of... Yeah, what is it? How should I call it?
Yeah, there's a logo on there.
With a logo on there. It's also... I should tell you, the stores... from the Paco José are entirely azure blue.
Okay.
And with this logo on it.
Yeah, and we will... I will try...
Well, maybe you can post the link
to the
website.
Yeah, and then you can see the logo for yourself. Yeah, let's do that.
But let's try it. They just seem like regular crisps. We're going to try it. Wait, I should smell before. Yeah, regular crisp. Original.
Yeah.
Mmm.
They're not too heavily salted.
No. Actually, I like that.
Yeah.
And they're not too oily as well.
No. They are very crunchy, though.
Yes. From something that is, well, probably... less factory produced.
Yeah.
It's well, I like them. I actually like them. Yeah. These are very nice. They have a very authentic feel.
I would recommend people that go to Malaga for to buy these.
Me too.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, the taste itself, it's not spectacular. It's just potato flavor.
Really, it's just a really simple crisp.
Yes.
It's a really simple, but it's good in its simplicity.
Yes.
Can I say it like that? Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't give them 5 stars. I mean,
maybe a quick roundup.
Yeah, quick roundup. Smell, yeah, potato, a little bit of grease, but not too much.
A little bit of salt as well. A little bit.
Yeah, but
mostly potato.
Mostly potatoes. The taste is basically the same. So.
Yes.
And then crunch is very good. It's a very good crunch. I think I would give this 3 out of 5.
Yeah, I would give these 3 to 3.5.
Yeah,
out of
3.5 maybe. Yeah, let's give them 3.5.
Because they are very simple.
Yeah.
But they taste very well.
Yeah, they are. But you told me a little bit story that everybody eats their crisps during the meal, I think.
Well, I don't know if that is the only moment they eat crisps, but...
No, but that is one of the...
crisps with
tapas.
With tapas.
So then I think that this is a great crisp to do that with, because it isn't gonna out-flavor all your other dishes,
exactly.
You know? If you have, like, something next to it, like meatballs or, I don't know, paella or whatever you want, this is a great extra thingy, like a piece of bread, but then a piece of fried potato, in a sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I like it. I like the idea, and thank you for bringing these with you.
Oh, no problem.
Yeah.
With pleasure, now.
Yeah.
They did get a bit crushed.
Yeah,
in luggage.
But that happens. Should we go on to the trivia?
Well, we rated.
Oh yeah, we should think about. What I find interesting now is that we it isn't last episode, but the episode like 2 episodes ago, we reviewed original crisps.
Yes.
If you compare these Paco Jose's to the originals from the Albert Heijn, were they from the Albert? Yeah, they were from the Albert Heijn.
Yes.
I would say
Albert Heijn.
That these are better, but the other ones have more flavor because there's just more salt. It's just the Albert Heijn ones just smother them in salt. They just and then these are more simple crisps, and that basic simplicity makes them very good.
Yes, and still I would say that the Paco Jose crisps are better than the Albert Heijn.
No, I said crisps. That. I meant to say that. Yeah.
Yeah, yes, it's true. The Albert Heijn crisps had more salt, but I like the fact that these.
No, but I mean more that the salt is a bad thing instead of a good thing. They have more flavor because salt is basically flavor powder.
Yeah.
And
we Dutch like salt.
Yeah, but this is more interesting in a sense.
Yeah,
in its simplicity.
They feel more delicate and original.
Yes, yes. No, but then let's move on to the trivia.
Well, maybe because with that episode, we have taken tests.
Oh yeah, of course.
What crisps we were?
Yeah, we are
curious. Did you
do
the tests? And what crisp are you?
Yeah,
we want to know. Let us know in the comments. Send us a message, a DM on Instagram.
Yeah,
whatever.
By the way, while we're recording this, a couple of days ago, when you were on holiday and I was about to go on holiday, we found out that we are that this podcast, the Crippled Chris Review, is recommended on iTunes podcasts and on Apple podcasts.
And why not?
If you found us through this recommended list, please let us know in a comment, because I'm very interested to find out how many people have found us in this way.
Yes. We are very curious.
It's interesting to know where our public is coming from, yes, and how they find us and why they are listening to us. So
and
please,
also good for us to know from a marketing standpoint, but we're not gonna bore you with that.
Yeah, that's exactly why. Let's go on with the trivia.
That's a good idea. It's a trivia about Paco José, from which we had the crisps right now. I don't think they are very international.
No.
But in Malaga, like I said before, it's a household name. It's a brand with its own stores. It does have only, I guess, only three stores in Malaga. But still, these are, they were in the, well, not in a Lonely Planet, but in a travel guide from the agency we were flying with.
Okay.
Or something like that. But these are recommended to go to the store.
Yeah.
They're easily recognizable. They're, I said it already, they're azure blue with the logo Paco José. And they even have their own website.
Like website, most brands do.
Yes.
And the website is amazing.
Yeah, but since it's only a regional thing, I think it's quite surprising that it has its own website.
Yeah, I'm gonna...
International website.
We're gonna...
Ending with .com.
Yeah, that's true. It's a .com. Oh, the website is very beautiful, though. I'm opening it up now.
Exactly. What the store
there is a link in the description down below. You should go here. You should, if you're in Malaga, even if you are in Madrid, just rent a car, drive to Malaga for this store.
All the way. That's quite an end. If you're in Barcelona, just go there.
Yeah, if you're now in Barcelona, it's further away than if you go from Madrid.
No, the website is in Spanish.
Yeah, but let's be honest, everybody speaks a little bit Spanish because you have to conversate, right? When you're eating.
Yeah.
Contacto.
So that is basically the trivia.
Yeah.
Paco José, go there.
Yeah.
The website, buy the crisps.
Yeah. It's interesting. Thank you. Marijn, I just heard from a very, very good source, very recommendable source, very prestigious source, that you were on holiday last week and that you visited Malaga.
Me?
Yeah, you. Yeah, and can you please enlighten us?
Who was this source?
Yeah, I can't tell. Sorry, I swore an oath of secrecy on this part. But
why not?
I swore a
oath of secrecy. Apparently someone is spying on me. Don't you think that is disturbing?
No, that isn't disturbing at all because it was your mother and she was there with you in Malaga. No,
Darn it.
How was it? Tell us, what did you do? Except for buying patatas from Paco José, what did you do furthermore?
Well, first I want to say, Malaga is a nice town.
Yeah.
And the Spanish people are very friendly.
About 1 million inhabitants Malaga has. I just looked it up for you, so you
thank
can
you very much.
Yeah, that's a trivia for you.
So you got two trivia. Oh,
yeah.
We are spoiling our listeners.
Yeah.
But on to the Malaga story. It's a nice city.
Yeah.
On the south of Spain.
Yeah.
Borders on the Mediterranean. Has a rich history.
Yeah.
And the weather is good.
And this is a part of Spain that for a long time in history was part of the of an Arabic culture in a sense. Well, it was taken over by Arabic forces.
It was part of the Caliphate.
Yeah, of the Caliphate. Do you still see that in the town? Do you still feel some? Is there like architecture or like shapes or food or whatnot?
Well, I guess it reflects a little in the food because it borders on the Mediterranean.
Yeah,
the Mediterranean has very very rich flavors altogether.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
I can imagine the North African influence is still today to be seen in culture, in architecture, in
but you don't have food. Like the windows in the shape with the bulb shape, you know, it's if you know
not,
what I mean.
Yeah, I know. It's not that direct, not that direct.
Okay.
It, not on the nose.
Okay. And what did you do while staying in Malaga?
Well,
were you just hanging on the beach, or did you visit some cultural highlights?
No, we. You should know there is an there is a fort.
On Malaga.
In Malaga, a fort from the 14th century.
Yeah.
And it's still there. It's high up the mountain.
Yeah.
So usually you would think that disabled people couldn't get there, but the Spanish people think it's very important. Disabled people should be able to go everywhere in the town.
Yeah.
So they made an elevator up through the mountain.
Holy fuck. Yeah,
that's the fort.
Yeah, no, that's very good.
They do say not everything, not every part of the fort is accessible, and that's true because there are a lot of
little stairs and steps and whatnot.
But still, you're able to go there
that's
in a wheelchair
good.
With a disability.
I can see a lot of it.
Yeah, you can have a view all over the town of Malaga and a large part. Over the Mediterranean.
Yeah.
Or at least
the Mediterranean's
around Malaga.
Yeah, the sea. Yeah. Nah, good. That sounds good.
I went to the beach. Did not go on the beach because I was in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
But they have very nice boulevards.
Yeah, of
you
course.
Walk over.
It's Spain. Spain. They always
sit
have
sit down, enjoy the sun.
Yeah.
I even got sunburned.
You got sunburned.
I got sunburned.
Where did? Because I don't see it in your face.
No. I have it on my legs. I can show you. Of course, I have it because I never get into the sun.
No.
So with every ray of sun hitting my skin, there is spontaneous combustion.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you want to see or?
No. I'm still eating crisps. I'm good.
I went to two museums there.
Yeah.
You should know that Malaga is the hometown of Pablo Picasso.
Yeah.
So I went to the Picasso Museum.
Yeah.
I thought it was a very interesting museum. There was an exhibition of the collaboration of Pablo Picasso and Calder. I don't know if you know Calder.
Calder, yeah. Oh. Okay.
I thought the works of Calder were really, really strong. He works with wire and stuff.
Yeah. He's also known for, I guess not, maybe not in his collaboration with Picasso, or I don't know, but he's well known for his moving artworks that you can say put
outside. Imagine.
That are really big iron or not iron but steel, some type of metal works of art that are how do you call it again, the things that you also put over a baby's crib that then move the
they call them mobile.
A mobile. So he makes mobiles, but then from metal and then very big.
They had a couple of them. There,
there's also,
and I thought they were very impressive.
Yeah, there's also
I thought
a very,
it was very beautiful.
There's also a very funny video in which he made this Calder guy made a project for his granddaughter, and then he made like a circus, and then he made like all the animals in the circus from certain, everything was from a different material, and then and then everything could move, and there were like all these wound up things in it, and then they were playing together. It's
sounds
a very
pretty cool,
very cool object as well. He's a very nice guy. He's a very cool artist.
Yeah, I thought so too. So,
yeah.
I think the Picasso Museum in Malaga is definitely something to go to. Although the exhibition with Calder was temporary.
Yeah.
So if you go now, you might see it, but if you go in half a year, it's probably gone.
Yeah.
That's okay. The museum, the Picasso part of the museum is still cool.
Yeah.
The museum is built on the foundations of I want to say this correctly, I believe it was part of the fort.
Okay.
So you have, if you go into the basement, which I, because of my wheelchair, was able to do.
Yeah.
That was the way for me to
get into it.
Get into the museum.
Yeah.
You see something of the history of the, Malaga.
Oh, that's very interesting. Very cool.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I've been into the cathedral there.
Yeah, the which is nice.
The cathedral was built on the foundations of a mosque.
Okay. But so that's the connection.
But you don't see anything from the mosque.
Yeah, but that's
in there, the cathedral.
Yeah, I mean, in
anymore.
The Reconquista, they burned down and broke down everything.
Probably,
that yeah that reminded them of the mosque, of the Muslim invasion or the Arabic invasion.
But funny fact about the cathedral there.
Yeah.
It was built with only one tower.
Usually
a cathedral is
built
with
two towers, yes.
Yeah. But they didn't have enough money for the other, so they kept it at one.
Okay, that's cool.
So,
but is there like a half tower or a place that their tower should be? Or
no,
how?
They did finish the ceiling,
yeah.
But there is no tower there.
Okay, okay, interesting.
So, cool. The building is intact.
Yeah.
And funny fact, other trivia, it is called La Manquita, which is, if you translate it, it translates to the one-armed lady.
Okay.
Because it has one tower.
Yeah, interesting. And then you also went to the music museum, isn't that right?
Yes.
And then you played there with old Spanish instruments.
Well,
you make music, you weren't playing, you were making music, performing.
I was in Spain,
yeah.
And there were instruments, so
yeah.
You could say I was playing on Spanish instruments, but I don't know if they are originally Spanish instruments.
Let's just guess.
Okay, yeah, of course. Well, I was playing on a Spanish guitar.
Okay.
And I must say, that was very cool about the museum, that you could play all sorts of instruments yourself without having any training in it. So
cool.
You could play cello, you could play drums, you could play they even had a gong. I believe it's called a gong.
Yeah.
You could play violin.
Cool. So it
all
sounds that
different.
You had a wonderful time.
I did. It was a good holiday.
Happy to hear so. And maybe we should go a little bit into the roundup because
it's already taken half an hour.
Almost.
Okay. Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah.
Oh, one thing I want to say for disabled people, Malaga is a very friendly city.
Yeah.
They have very white sidewalks or pavement with flat stone, and the people in Malaga are amazing. So even if you have a disability, you
just
should
go
there.
Yeah, amazing. Very good.
So, yeah, roundup.
Roundup. Today we talked about the amazing Paco José crisps, which were, for such a simple crisp, they did very well. Let's just say,
yes.
That's why I'm saying amazing.
Yes.
If you would put these crisps in a bowl and you wouldn't mention the story behind them, that they were handmade and everything, maybe they are less amazing if you just go into them like not knowing, like blind testing in a sense.
Idea pops in my mind. How would these taste with the dip sauce?
That's something for our next episode.
Yes.
Yeah, let's try that out
another time.
That's a reason to go to Malaga again.
For you and for me.
And for us. Maybe we do a meetup with all our fans in Malaga. This is just an idea that pops in my head. Then we talked about Malaga.
Yes.
And about crisps and about your stay there.
And we talked about Paco José as well.
Yeah, we talked about Paco José as well. And finally, that's everything we talked about in this episode.
That's actually everything we talked about.
Yeah, I hope you enjoyed this episode. We are now trying to bring out an episode on every Wednesday around 3 p.m. Standard European time.
On Audio Geeks,
on
shout-out.
Big shout-out to Audio Geeks. Thank you. Visit Audio Geeks if you speak Dutch or can or just like the sound of Dutch guys and girls and people talking, because most of the podcasts on there are Dutch. Yes. But they're all about geeky things. And I want to say, please like us. Please subscribe. Please share us around. Please write a review.
Everything you can do to make us more known for the world.
You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us on Facebook. You can follow us on Instagram. And we like you.
Is there a place where you can't follow us?
Nah, we don't have a MySpace account.
Okay, we don't have MySpace.
And we aren't big on TikTok yet.
Okay, maybe we should delve into that. But
that's
something for us.
Or Snapchat or whatever. And we don't have a Reddit yet, but maybe now somebody is listening to this and then makes a Reddit for us.
Oh, I'm gonna make a Reddit about a Cripple Crisp review because it's so awesome.
That would be amazing if somebody did that. I was looking at a video on YouTube that was saying, "Oh, I don't have a Reddit. You can write me an angry message on our non-existent Reddit page." And then, like 5 minutes later, somebody made a Reddit page for him. And then he was replying in the comments. That was very funny. Now, I want to thank you all for listening, for supporting the podcast. And spoiler alert for next week: I will do a little non-spoiler review of Joker, the movie we have discussed in a previous episode quite recently. Yes. And until next time,
that is how the crisp crunches.